From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump declared victory Thursday as the NATO summit ended in Brussels. He said he had won commitments from other countries to increase their defense spending after he had complained that for too long the U.S. has borne the brunt of financing the West's key military alliance. Published reports say Mr. Trump threatened to pull the U.S. out of NATO. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Mr. Trump is now in London. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on that.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The president flies to Helsinki for Monday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin after his visits to England and Scotland. This is VOA News. The British government